I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. This school year, many districts decided to utilize virtual education in an effort to protect staff and students from the coronavirus. Milwaukee Public Schools is one of them. I visited a virtual MPS classroom as part of my series about how teachers are adapting to this new education format.
I love your faces. Thank you, everybody who's here. Make sure that you guys have notebook and pencil and paper because we got to move this morning. We have things to do.
Marie Muhammad is a longtime MPS teacher who's in her first year at Hawthorne Elementary. She says it took a little while for her fourth and fifth graders to warm up to her over the computer screen.
When I first started, they were so quiet. Oh, God. And plus me being new here, they were like, who is this lady?
One recent morning, Muhammad begins her fourth grade English class with a game. She tells students to create nicknames based on how they're feeling plus the last food they ate.
So let's kick this off with Jaquan. Jaquan, how are you feeling this morning?
Happy.
Happy. So what is the last thing you ate, Jaquan?
Last thing I ate was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So your new nickname is Happy Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Got it?
This game is one way to check in with students emotionally, something that Muhammad tries to do often.
How are you feeling this morning, Joseph?
Bad.
Bad. Now here we go. And what was the last thing you ate, Joseph?
A breakfast sandwich.
A breakfast sandwich. So we're going to have to nickname you now the Bad Breakfast Sandwich. That's your name for this morning. And hopefully it'll turn to a good breakfast sandwich by the end of the day, okay?
Joseph is one of the students Muhammad pays special attention to. He joins the virtual classes from daycare and recently has been having a difficult time.
Just think about that. He's in a daycare trying to learn. And it's so many distractions around him that I commend him and I try to keep him engaged.
Muhammad asks Joseph to be her helper by telling her when new students join the Google meeting. She also calls on him throughout the lesson.
I couldn't have done it any better, Joseph. Way to go.
Muhammad has about six students in the virtual classroom today, but only one of them consistently chimes in throughout the lesson.
There are some opinions up in there. So does anyone see those opinions that I'm looking at?
That all people like chocolate, that's not true. That's an opinion because some people might not like it.
Exactly. So can you know?
As a former special education teacher, Muhammad says it's hard to not be able to walk around a classroom and help students one-on-one.
I think the differentiating piece has been the most difficult for the children who struggle with reading. And struggle with that, not having that proximity, that one-on-one.
Muhammad is also tasked with trying to make up for the learning students lost last spring when schools closed unexpectedly.
All of the children are not where they're supposed to be. They lost over almost a half a year of instruction.
Muhammad says virtually teaching students who are already behind has been stressful. But one bright sign is that despite all the barriers, her students are eager to spend time with her. She started having virtual lunch hours, and to her surprise, they're very popular.
We're going to have another lunch date. Is that okay with everybody? Who would like another lunch date with me at lunchtime?
Me.
All right, it's going down. Tia, you bringing the chips? Even though I can't eat none. Tamir, you bringing the chips?
As Muhammad tries to close out this 90-minute class, she gets a message in the chat box from Joseph, the student struggling at daycare. He types, "I don't want to leave." Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.